Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And if we don't exercise our rights, we won't get anything changed. Either you're going to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything, and we're not going down that road anymore. It's straightforward from here on in. We're changing things. We're making things happen. We're doing things. We're getting equality, and we're getting justice because we're standing up for it and we're fighting for it. And that's what we have to do, period, point blank. What a show we have for you today, and what a show we have for you every single day. You know the number to the show is 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, or you can listen online. You go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions, Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions. Welcome. Hey, Alice Houston, how are you? God bless you, all my friends on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us. And, oh, my gosh, what a show we have for you today. We're going to talk about some stuff that's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, swifter than the river. So strap into your seat, get your coffee, get your tea, get your juice, get your smoothie, whatever you do, and let's get ready. Good morning, son. How are you, Ishmael? All right. Cool. Good to see you online. Merry Christmas to all my grandchildren and everybody in the family. I just really thank God now. Now, also, too, I have another number for you. Like, sometimes people say they call in and they can't get through. Well, if you, you're at work. Keep up the good work. If you want to call into the show, I gave you the 646-787-8064 number. I gave you that number. But this is another number if your particular phone service doesn't get you in. It's 646, get your pen and your paper, 646-200-4444, and follow the prompts. 646-200-4444, and follow the prompts, okay? That's the other number to the show. Without further ado, let's get in co-producer Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you there? All right, let's see. All right, let's go back. We've got Brother Clarence. Okay. Wait, here we go. My bad. Good morning, Brother Clarence. How are you this morning? Good morning, Brother Clarence. Can you hear me? Okay, we're live. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to find out what's going on. Hello, Brother Clarence. Can you hear me? Professor Reams, can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor Jones, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. I thought we were having some technical difficulties there, Kent. But I don't know. I'm saying good morning to Brother Clarence, and I can't hear him at all. But Professor Reams, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, and, you know, I can't do Clarence justice, but everyone, you have just reached the best Blog Talk radio show in the nation, and get ready, get set, because we're going to be talking about some major, major, major topics to start our week off so that we have an opportunity to deal with the real deal Holyfield, but also to show our fellowship in the Lord and how we plan on addressing these issues, because there are no smoking guns on the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio program. So with that, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so very much. Okay, I gotta move. Don't go anywhere, Professor Ian. Just talk a little bit about the Omicron, if you don't mind. Could you do that, please?
Yes. So far with the Omicron, what has happened is that the CDC has taken 2 weeks to identify its severity. And so far, there are just still some questions about it. Is it as severe as the Delta? From some of the signs, it's not as severe. And when I mean severity, that you'll wind up in the hospital, but it's still highly, highly contagious.
And good morning, Pastor Eddie.
Way, oh, all right.
Good morning, Brother Clarence. All right, there you are. Right,
I yield back to Clarence.
All right. Let's see. Well, we lost him just now. He just dropped. But you go right ahead, Professor Reams. We'll get that fixed in a minute. Everybody out there on Facebook Live, we're doing a live show. So, you know, sometimes you have technical difficulties. When you're talking about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, then you know you got the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and everything else, everybody else listening to what's going on. Okay, so let's see if we can get – good morning, Brother Clarence. How are you this morning?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you, what's going on? What's going on, Pastor Eddie? Is this show right here, the Eddie Justin Jones Blog Talk Radio Show, the hottest button talk show every Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Pastor Eddie, you got the hot topics this morning. You got the word of the week. You got the scripture of the week. You have the greatest host. We have the world's most amazing listeners throughout the nation and the land. So I want to say good morning to them, my co-host. God bless you, Pastor Eddie. Let's roll.
Amen, amen. Praise God for whom our blessings flow. I want to welcome everybody again. Let me give out some more phone numbers again one more time. If you want to listen to the show, you can dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. press 1, it'll put you in the queue if you want to ask a question. Now, if you can't get through because your particular phone service, whether you've got T-Mobile or Metro PCS or whatever you have, if your service can't get through to the show, then you can dial this number, 646-200-4444, 646-200-4444, and follow the prompts, and then it'll get you into the show, okay? So I'm looking forward. And all my people on Facebook Live, good morning, Yvette Shirley, how are you? Good morning, Alice Houston, how are you? Good morning, Ishmael, my son, how are you? And everybody on Facebook Live, good morning, good morning, good morning. I love y'all. Peace. Professor Reams, I want to go back to you. Omicron has taken over the world again. I mean, COVID-19 has taken over the world again, and Omicron has overwhelmed, Omicron has taken over Delta, the Delta variant, and COVID-19. This Omicron is more powerful, more, it can mutate faster. It can attack 30 different things inside of your body. They shut down the NBA. They're shutting down the NFL. They're shutting down hockey. They're shutting down large, enormous events. And we're going to talk about an event today, one of our topics. We're going to get into it in just a few minutes, but I got to touch on this Omicron because I call this a plandemic. Yeah, they say, well, why do you call it a plandemic? Well, I call it a plandemic because this is premeditated and pre-planned, and this is biological germ warfare while they do the New World Order. They are training the people to be locked up, controlled, and only able to do certain things with their words. And in the midst of them doing that, they're shutting down all the churches. They don't want God in it. This is a very evil spirit that's working in the world right now to depopulate the United States of America and the entire world. This New World Order group, this Illuminati group, this Bachma, they have trained themselves to prepare us, be ready to do what they want us to do when they want us to do it. I don't know about you, but when it comes to the shot, I can't take that ride, okay? No, I'm not doing the vax. No, I'm taking my echinacea. I'm taking my D3, my B-complex, my super vitamin C, my green vegetables, my turmeric, my ginger, and I'm going to keep the immune system prepared to function on holistically health ways that can help us and give us what we need to survive through this pandemic. People are walking around here killing each other. I call it COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome. Completely. They don't know which way to go because they have never experienced this. And I didn't think in my lifetime that I would experience this, but this is what we are experiencing, and we better get ready, because a new cup of coffee is being brewed every second. And if you don't be careful and do what you need to do to survive through this pandemic, it could get you. And the goal is not to get caught by the COVID-19, Delta variant, or Omicron. Now, Omicron, if you look it up, it means Omega, and Omega means the end, and this is what they're doing. They are depopulating the world. Without further ado, I want to go back to Professor Reams. Could you elaborate a little bit more, because if everybody's been following the news lately, we're not going to get our Monday night football on regular time, so don't even think about it. Things are going to get all messed up, and this is how big this thing is. You know how big the NFL and the NBA and the National Hockey League, you're talking about billions and trillions of dollars, and it's affecting their industry, and don't think they're not upset. But here's my take on this whole thing. Every player that's not on the field playing, whether it be basketball, football, soccer, hockey, they need to have on a mask. That's the bottom line. And I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to drop the mic. If you're not on the court playing, you're not on the football field playing, you're not on the hockey field playing, or you're not on the soccer field, put your mask on and leave it on. And that's going to help a lot. All these big old venues with these big old plans for the Super Bowl and all that stuff, if they don't get a hold on this, it'll be a Super Bowl with nobody in the stadium. except for the players and the people that mandatorily need to be there. So get ready, because they're shutting it all down, especially the Church of God. Then you know they'll be snatching up 501c3s because the government is not playing. They know what's going on, and they're the one in charge of everything that's going on right now. Don't get it twisted. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's go back to Professor Reams. Go ahead, Professor Reams. Just give us a little bit more about what we need to do about this Omicron and why it's so out of control. Even the government can't control it, supposedly.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. The reason is because it's easy, very easy to get. So if you thought that things were okay and you could walk into a location or go to a park or whatever, it's no different now than the regular flu is, and it's always where with a cold or a flu, just by passing someone and breathing in, you're able to contract the virus in itself. With the earlier ones, it was you had to be in the room for a long, long period of time, and then it's possibly even when you got it that you were actually just carrying it, whereas this one, it just gets you immediately. So that's why when you're going to these large events, when you're going inside, it doesn't matter. This is the one that is easily what we call communicable just by being in the presence of a person. So the major thing that has to be done is, as Pastor Jones has mentioned, everyone should continue to wear their masks, whether you like it or not. Everyone should keep their distance overall. And the good thing about it is that you have the choice of either that when you get to an establishment, either way, you have to test negative, even if you've been vaccinated and you're negative, or you haven't taken the vaccine and you're negative to be able to get into anything. So at least we still have that going on. And one thing that everyone needs to do is continue, as Pastor Jones has done, to, whether you're vaccinated or not, maintain your immune system, stay healthy, stay rested, okay? And that means having good food, but also resolving issues with your family, because this PTSD that we're talking about with post-COVID issues going on is affecting the mental issues that we were normally face even more so. So I would also recommend that, yes, we're going to be shopping, but shop carefully. And then when it comes down to the other event like the Rose Parade, that also would need to be shut down or modified in some way because the fact that that's a super spreader. As an example, Saturday Night Live did the right thing where New York and all the other venues such as Broadway closed down. And Saturday Night Live was flexible enough to have just a few skits, a few people in, but still provided a show, which I thought they did some filming of different skits as well as some bits, but then they were mindful as an example of how we need to handle this. But the other factor is, as Dr. Fauci mentioned, is that in winter we all come together inside because it's cold. What happened with Delta was that we were able to get outside and people were out and about. Well, this particular variant is not an out-and-about scenario because you can catch it if you're out-and-about or together. So it means we have to now distance. It means we have to, again, wear our masks. And then we also have to keep up our immune system in whatever state that it's in on a regular basis. And we need to also do this in prayer. That's the first thing. Because the fact that much of the activity and actions have been done out of person's own selfishness in one sense, instead of being selfish, selfless and caring about the other person and wearing the mask to show that you love them enough that you don't want to harm them. Okay? So it comes back to us on how we are going to act as we are continuing to go to the stores, go to the bank, and also interact with each other in order for us to get through this whole process, because let's be quite honest. If the good Lord wanted to end this right now, he could snap his finger as fast as you can say Jesus wept, and this whole pandemic would be over with. But that's not what's happening. So once again, we need to just keep it in prayer, keep our eye on him, and follow what he's expecting you to do to show compassion, love, patience, and forgiveness, along with making sure that we keep our distance in to show our love for our fellow human being. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Means. I really appreciate that information. We're talking about Omicron. We're talking about the Delta. Yes, we are. And this is really important, you guys. It really is. But we're going to get into our topic, and our first topic is drugs.
Hey, Pastor Ed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Clarence.
May I share some information that nobody is getting? This is like some breaking information on the Omicron.
Sir, go right ahead without further ado. And to everybody out there, you listen to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Brother Clarence and Malin, take the floor. Give us what's going on with this Omicron. Thank you. Wait. Before
yes, we
you do,
know
I
this
wanna...
has been about.
Brother Clarence, I want to shout out Bridget Carey. Hey, Bridget Carey, all the way, but way back. God bless you, Gloria Majors. God bless you. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Maurice Valentine, all the way out there in Tennessee. My brother, Bully the Clown. What's up, my brother? How are you, man? Bully the Clown. We got to talk, man. Long time no see. And everybody that's on Facebook Live, Debbie Taylor. Good morning, Debbie Taylor. How are you all the way out there in Georgia? Atlanta, the ATL, shout out to you and your family and everybody that's on Facebook Live and everybody that's on the show. And Maria, good morning, Maria. How are you on Facebook Live also, too? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Clarence and Malin, take the floor. Elaborate on this Omicron that's killing hundreds of people and shutting down thousands of venues around the world right now. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Thank you, Pastor Jetty. We know this Omicron has just been released. It's been out maybe 4 weeks now. What I'm about to share is some breaking news. Some of the first cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus to be detected in Botswana. This is Africa, which were among the first known in the world, were foreign diplomats who had traveled to the country from Europe. To the country, the country president said, President Mogetsi Masasi told CNN Thursday that four diplomats who tested positive for the coronavirus on November 11th, who were later to be found carrying the new variant, came from a number of countries. He added, yes, some have been to Europe, some have been elsewhere. He did not offer more details. And that's in the New York Times. I'm going to stop there. And I just wanted to elaborate that Africa always gets the blame for these viruses, these deadly diseases. But this is the proof that Europeans, even in some diseases, Americans have taken these things to other countries to give them the blame. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for allowing me to share that.
Thank you very, very much, Brother Clarence. That's very pertinent, important information. Omicron, I'm going to tell you this one more time. It means omega, and omega means the end. That's what it means. Look it up, Omicron. Look it up. Define the word and find out what it means. Now you know they picked the name. Just like I'm thinking, like, why would you pick Delta variant? Because the Delta is what? The Florida Keys and all that, and the Delta. And so I'm like, now you got Omicron all of a sudden. It comes from supposedly from Africa, but it didn't come from Africa. They brought it to Africa. They made Omicron. That's right. It's a premeditated conspiracy. I don't care what
and
you
Pastor
say.
Daddy,
yeah, Brother Clarence.
That's the proof right there. And not only that, when countries shut down, diplomats, they still get to travel in and out of countries. So if a country shut down for the regular citizens to be able to travel, governments are still able to get into other countries.
Yes, they are, and they can bring the germ along with them. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I'm going to give out the number again in case you want to listen on your phone, 646-787-8064. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good morning to you, and God bless you all the way out there in Mississippi. I want to get it right, Mississippi, or Louisiana. They're both almost like right next to each other. But anyway, 646 787-8064. Press 1 to put you in the queue if you want to talk. If you want to get in another way, and because you can for your phone or whatever, dial 646-200-4444. 646-200-4444 and follow the prompts. Let's get into our first topic. Our first topic is drug and alcohol addiction. What can we do to save lives that are hooked on fentanyl, crank, and heroin? Those are some really super dangerous drugs. And while I'm looking this, while I'm talking about this opening here, thank you for the hearts, you guys. Thank you for the hearts. Brother Clarence M. Allen, can you do me a favor and look up, define Delta 8, it's a drug, and Delta 8 and what it is and what its capabilities are, because I want you to share that a little bit about Delta 8. And Professor Reams, if you don't mind, could you look up fentanyl, because fentanyl is killing a lot of people, and even celebrities and actors and actresses and attorneys and everybody. This is a extremely, very dangerous drug. So while they look, while they're looking those up, I'm sorry, go right ahead, Professor Reams.
No, no, I'm just acknowledging that, yes, I'm going to jump into it, and I'll tell you what the definition is. So I'll be right back, yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Brother Clarence, our co-producer, you're on the Delta 8, right?
Yes, sir, Pat Jetty.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, look, drug addiction. What's up, Kevin? Oh, let's see. Okay. What's up, Kevin? Dorsey High School in the house. And all my other Dorsey alumni, God bless you guys. And at one point in the show, we're going to stop and we're going to have a bereavement for a moment just to, you know, because this is a long weekend and a blessed weekend as well. But what's up, Kevin? Welcome to the show, Brother Clarence and Malin and everybody. We're talking about drug and alcohol addiction right now. That's a violation of your human rights, because you're destroying your human body when you put in these foreign drugs that you don't know nothing about. And one of them what we're talking about is called fentanyl, and it's killing a lot of innocent people. It took out a lot of people, including Prince and other people who are high-ranking celebrities and make millions of dollars. But they're hooked on this drug right now, and it's everywhere. Also, heroin and crank and PCP, crack, and this Delta 8. Delta 8 is another dangerous drug. And then there's a drug that they take that where people just act like zombies, like it's like that. Yeah, Michael Jackson too. He was on drugs too. Yes, he was. But my point is that there's a drug out now that make people act like zombies. I don't know if it's the Delta 8 or it's a drug out now that people, I don't know if they smoke it. I don't know how they ingest it, but it makes them, you know, they just roll over around on the floor and twist their body in different awkward positions. And it's, you can look it up. You could Google it. You can go to I don't know the name of it, but just put people acting like zombies because of a drug. And just put that on YouTube and type that in or Google, and it'll pop it up for you. You can watch it yourself.
Okay.
And
Pastor Jones.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Professor.
I've got the information on fentanyl.
Yes. So let's talk about that. So all our listeners here listening, go right ahead. Take the floor.
This is taken from the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It is, fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opiate that is similar to morphine, but is 50 to 100 times more potent. It's normally prescribed, it can be prescribed by a physician when dealing with drugs, but unfortunately, it's also made illegally. So like morphine, it is a medicine that is typically used to treat patients with severe pain, especially after surgery. It's also sometimes used to treat patients with chronic pain who are physically tolerant to other opioids. Tolerance occurs when you need a higher and more frequent amount of a drug to get the desired effect. In its prescription form, fentanyl is known by its name as atigduragesic and or sublimize. So, you know, it's not going to be fentanyl on the bottle. It'll be the two names of antidiuretic and or sublimize in that form. So, but synthetic opioids, including fentanyl, are now the most common drugs involved in drug overdose deaths in the United States. And they have a statistic from 2017 that says 59% of opioid-related deaths involve fentanyl, compared to 14.3% back in 2010. So it has increased significantly. So how do people use it? When prescribed by a doctor, fentanyl can give a you can be given as a shot, a patch that is put on the skin, or as a lozenger that are sucked like cough drops. Now, the illegal use of fentanyl, most often associated with recent overdose made in the lab, it's often the powder form into a blotter paper, but in eye drops and nasal sprays are made into pills that look like other prescriptions. So it's taking a lot of work to put it in this illegal form to make it accessible to the person, but it's being done. Some drug dealers are mixing fentanyl with other drugs such as heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA. This is because it takes a very little to introduce a high with fentanyl, making it a cheaper option. This is especially risky when people taking drugs don't realize they might contain fentanyl as a cheap but dangerous additive. They might be taking stronger opioids than their bodies are used to and can be more likely to overdose. So they're mixing, you know, sort of like a mixing a cocktail in one sense and mixing it with other harder drugs at the same time. So, and it does say that like heroin, morphine, and other opioids, fentanyl works by binding to the body's opioid receptors, which are found in areas of the brain that control pain and emotions. And after taking opioids, many times the brain adapts to the drug, and this is what causes the addiction, because if it's adapting to the drug, it means you're going to have to take more and more doses just to get the same effect that the drug had on reducing your pain. So the effect of fentanyl is extreme happiness, drowsiness, nausea, confusion, constipation, sedation, problems breathing, and then unconsciousness. And so that is fentanyl in a nutshell. But now you can see that with it combined with other harder drugs of morphines or heroines or methamphetamine, then you are asking for – it would be no different if you put a shot of vodka, wine, vermouth, and bourbon all in one shot glass, and then you drank it. That is how mixed it is to put this all together. And then each one of those is 80 to 100% proof.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. And that is, we're talking about, my gosh, we're talking about fentanyl. That is a dangerous drug. I just got somebody just texted me right now and told me what the name of that drug is, the one that makes you act like you're a zombie. It's called Flocka. Flocka is the name of that drug. And people take that Flocka, so Google a person on Flocka, and let me give you the correct spelling on that. Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay. I got to pull it back up. Yeah. There we go. There we go. Yeah, Flocka is F-L-A-C-C-O. F-L-A-C-C-O is called Flocka. And this is a very dangerous drug, and it makes people act like a zombie. And they said that the zombie apocalypse is coming. Well, between fentanyl and Flocka, you know, people just be out. I mean, just, you know, it's just crazy. We just lost those three celebrities. It was three actors and one actress. They were at a party, and they all took it, and they all died, all three of them. And then that's not including, you know, this rapper called Juice WRLD. He saw the feds coming, and he just swallowed the fentanyl, but more than one pill. And, of course, he went into a seizure, and he passed away. So we're talking about drug and alcohol addiction. And let's just talk a little bit about alcohol addiction. And alcohol is very – it's just as dangerous as Flocka or any other drug. And as you heard Professor Reem say, fentanyl is a higher dose of morphine. You know how powerful morphine is? But imagine they're mixing it and they put it in a drink and they drink it. That is sacred. I guess you do want to die, because if you're taking it, then you want to die. But I want you to stop taking it, whoever you are, because everybody got something that they're going through, okay? Everybody. No one is exempt from going through something. And it's not how you go into it. It's how you come out of it. You don't have to go down that road. If you've been trying to get over drug addiction or alcohol addiction or food addiction or sex addiction or whatever kind of addiction you're trying to get over, you know, you can talk to the man upstairs and he'll hear you out and he will answer you. Amen. Or you can get yourself into a program while you're talking to God and you can fix your problem. It's not impossible to fix it. It's just how much do you want to put into it to get it done? You know, and just stay away from the excuses and stay away from the people who want to help you go down that long road. You know, it's a challenge. It's a fight. It's something that you have to stand up for and believe in, and you have to fight because it's your right, your human right, to save your anatomy until God calls you home, not till you want to go and go home early because you messing around with some drugs you know you shouldn't be messing with, or some alcohol you know you shouldn't be drinking, or some food you know you shouldn't be eating. So we're talking about drug and alcohol addiction and how dangerous it really is and how much focus we need to focus on it to help others who need help in those areas. No one is perfect. And if you talk to the right people, they'll help you. But if you talk to the ones who's already doing it, you know good and well they're not going to help you.
Pastor Jones, I have a FLOCA if you want to go, or, you know, we can wait for Clarence before I do FLOCA.
Okay, yeah, let's get Clarence M. Allen on the line, and we're going to come back and do FLOCA because FLOCA is the one that's making our new zombie apocalypse. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Could you define the drug called Delta 8?
Yes. First, before I go into that, let me say this, Pastor Eddie, about that fentanyl. My nephew up in Montana, he's a police officer, and they did a drug raid up in there, and the house was believed to have fentanyl in it. And he had to immediately go to the hospital, man. So one pin drop of that stuff can kill you. But this Delta 8 tetrahydrocannabinol.
Brother Clarence, did the fentanyl get into his fingertips or something? Or, I mean, did he smell it? Did he inhale it or something? I mean, you said he's a police officer and he was making a bust. Melanie, call in.
Yeah, if
Melanie.
It's in the room, you don't even have to touch it. Just to be in the room, and if just the small particles are airborne, it can affect you. So this is how powerful this stuff is. So the people that's dealing with it, they have to have apparatus, mask, man, they have to have hazmat equipment on so it don't touch their skin and they don't inhale it. It can kill them.
Hey, son, how you doing? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. That fentanyl is some dangerous stuff. Now, let's go on to Delta 8, and let's talk about Delta 8. Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer, take the floor. You know, we're talking about drug addiction and alcohol addiction, and right now we're talking about a drug called Delta 8. We already talked about fentanyl and how dangerous that is. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. What's going on with this this Delta 8?
Yeah, this Delta 8 is a tetrahydrocannabinol, also known as Delta 8 THC. Is a psychoactive substance found in cannabis sativa plant, of which marijuana and hemp, two varieties. The Delta-8 THC is one of over 100 cannabinoids produced naturally by cannabis plant, but is not found in significant amounts in the cannabis plant. As a result, concentrated amounts of the Delta-8 THC are typically manufactured from hemp-derived cannabinoids. It is important for the consumer to beware of the Delta-8 products that have not been evaluated and approved by the FDA. And we know that the federal government doesn't legalize it. There are five things that we should know about this Delta 8. The products have not been evaluated or approved by the FDA. The FDA has received adverse events report involving Delta-8 THC-containing products. The Delta-8 THC psychoactive and it gives intoxicating effects. The Delta-8 products often involve use of potentially harmful chemicals created the concentration of Delta-8 claim in the marketplace. And also the Delta-8 THC products should be kept out of reach of children and pets. You know, I was looking at the Channel 5 news this morning, and they were showing this guy in this police, at the end of the police chase and the barricade this morning. And this guy was getting his THC on before he gave himself up. He was in there, Pat Daddy, smoking his blunt, and in his mind and in his life, I have to assume that he called himself getting his mind right, because this guy is getting ready to be arrested for whatever they reason they're chasing for and all the rest of the charges that were added on. And so it goes back to what you said earlier in this show, Pastor Eddie. You know, we wasn't born with these drugs. We wasn't even born to take these drugs. You know, this mental illness, the wrestling with the life and these ingredients, you know, I look at the story of Hansel and Gretel, the breadcrumbs. What breadcrumbs are we picking up in life? Some can change your life forever, and you'll never be that person who you were before you ever touched that drug. You will not become the person who you are created to be, and even some cases, it can take a life. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for these hot-button topics.
Thank you so very much. I want to know if you could reach out to Vera and reach out to, Cousin V, and have them call into the show a little bit early. And we want to do health and wellness, and Sister Aretha, too, if you can hit them up, Brother Clarence and Alan, really quick, because we want to talk about, hello, Dasha, my daughter. Hey, my daughter, Dasha, how are you? My son, Lloyd, what's up, Lloyd? All the way out in Florida, my brother. What's going on, man? Melanie Aubrey, how are you? Let's see if this is Melanie. A caller in the 323-218 area code. Are you there? Good morning. Welcome to the show. Calling the 323-218. Will you call into the show? Okay. Maybe they're just listening. Okay. Put that in the hole. All right. Well, without further ado, we're talking about drug and alcohol addiction, okay? I know people that wake up in the morning and will drink a bottle of brandy with their coffee. I said they're functioning. They go to work every day, okay? And they're drinking 2 and 3 bottles of whatever a day. And they, you know, we got to fight this addiction. And no one is above it. That's what we're talking about. You know, no matter where you are, there's alcohol. We talked about fentanyl. We gave you the definition of fentanyl and what it can do. Yes, we did. We talked about Delta-8, and what Delta-8 is a higher grand blend of marijuana that's, you hit that, boy, it's like powerful. What's up, Jamisha? Good morning. Good morning, Jamisha Hendricks. Yes, hi. Okay, good. Fantastic. Wonderful. I'm getting messages on Facebook Live. Now we're going to talk about Flocka. Now, the reason why I want to talk about Flocka, because Flocka, and it's not funny, this is what, it makes you act like a zombie. If you never have Flocka, don't even use it. Don't even think about trying it, because you're going to act like a zombie. You're going to roll around on the floor, twist your body in ways you never twisted it before. There's videos on YouTube and on Google of people who are on Flocka, and this is why we're talking about drug addiction and alcohol addiction right now, because Flocka is a very dangerous drug. Let's get our Professor Reams, to take the floor. Professor Reams, can you please take the floor and define Flocka and what its capabilities are and the inabilities that you will have if you take it?
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you, Pastor Jones.
From the website, it's indicating that a new synthetic drug, Flocka, also known as gravel and zombie drug, is a new generation of bath salts. Bath salts are synthetic cantharidins, of which Flocka is the most common. The natural form of cantharidins comes from a plant called cat, and it's and that's spelled K-H-A-T, and is used as a stimulant in Africa and the Middle East. Now, the National Institute on Drugs and Abuse states that the alpha-pinorpentyl phenoms, or PVP, is a synthetic canthinoid which produces a catatonic-like state in some people. The drug affects people in ways no other drug ever has. People who use it have gone mad, violent, zombie-like rages and rampages. So that's why it's called the zombie drug. And if you've seen the Zompocalypse movies, you can see the rage that's being festered. Now, Flocka has been classified by the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, as a Schedule 1 drug. These drugs are designated as having no medical use at all, but highly prone to substance abuse, dangerous to use, unable to be used safely, even under supervision of a physician, and likely to produce the symptoms of physical or psychological dependence in people who abuse them for a significant length of time. So, as it's saying, this has nothing to do with pharmaceutical use at all. This is just a dangerous drug. So the drug can be snorted, smoked, injected, or taken orally. The actions of alpha PVC appears to block the reuptake of neuroepinephrine and dopamine. So then that's why you get into the rage and rampage of a zombie, because as you've mentioned, Pastor Jones, it's just you're almost like you're comatose in one sense, and you're just acting as if you're just a walking dead zombie. So according to NIDA and the DEA, substances like Flocka were most often manufactured in Pakistan and China. Because this drug is so popular with the younger generation, Flocka manufacturing labs have opened in the States. Process is not controlled in any way. Ingredients vary from manufacturer to manufacturer. And what they're doing is just, as I've mentioned before, you really have no idea what is included, because they can also add in ecstasy, crystal meth, and others the synthetics such as methcanthonine or MCAT, the mephedrone, and methylene NDVP, and gelatins and sugar may be added to make it look and taste like candy. So it can take any form that people want, and it can be manufactured with additions of other more harsher drugs. So the side effects are immediate effect of euphoria, feeling of invulnerability, extreme stimulation, a loss of inhibition, increased heart rate or irregular heart rate, increased blood pressure, increased potential for heart attack or stroke, increased body temperature, increased perspiration, and increased potential for dehydration, respiratory distress or renal failure, muscle spasms, tremors, and seizures. Significant brain swelling may occur in some, issues with insomnia and a loss of appetite, increased anxiety, panic attack, aggressive behavior, self-mutilation, and suicidal psychosis, experience hallucinations and delusions, and severe delirium. And then delirium occurs as a result of Flocka, may initially be hallucinations, hyperactivity, confusion, and disorientation. However, some people also develop a hyperactive delirium, often referred to as the zombie-like state, where the person is catatonic, not moving, not responsive, and may be hallucinating, delusional, or significant. And if there is that hallucination where there's a threat from something they've hallucinated, then they can also go on that rampage. So overdose is done, results in death, and then mark the neurological damage in chronic users. So this is the, similar to the other drugs, the ultimate drug where if taken, it will kill you or place you in a zombie-like catatonic and or rampage state. Pastor Jones.
Oh, my God. Brother Kranz, let's give him a hand on – oh, my God. And thank you for that.
Wonderful. You give us all a hand.
Great
topic.
Don't touch Flocka. Don't touch fentanyl. Brother Clarence, can you do me a big favor? Can you define real quick while I'm talking, can you look up crystal meth? Because that's a very dangerous drug. And crystal meth, it messes up your face, your skin. It makes people walk around the streets all night long. It's worse than crack. and it has a bunch of stuff that they make it with. That I mean, they blow up the places where they make it because the stuff is so dangerous and powerful. And like it was just said about the flocus, they can make it look like and taste like candy, but you don't know what you're taking until you take it, and then you find out you just took death. Because to me, that's what flocus is. If you're in a zombie state and you want to self-mutilate yourself, you want to hurt yourself, that's worse than PCP. That's worse than a whole bunch of other drugs. But let's look. In just a minute, we're going to talk about crystal meth, and that's going to be the last of our alcohol and drug addiction topic and subject matter. And I just wanted to touch on that because at this time of the year, you know, people are going through all kinds of stuff at Christmas and the New Year and, you know, missing loved ones. So I just want to say, I want to send out prayers to everybody out there who is going through whatever you're going through, because everybody's going through something in some kind of way, and I said that earlier. But it's not how you go into it. It's how you come out of it. Excuse me. I want to shout my son out, Chapo. I mean, that's why I want to shout him out. And, you know, I just want to say to you that, you know, I want to shout out all the people that's on Facebook Live, Melanie again, oh, my God, everybody out there. And thank you guys for calling into the show and hitting me up on Facebook Live. Appreciate that. Just, you know, we're live right now, so we want to talk about this other subject matter. And one of the subject matters I want to talk about is the abuse of these drugs, because people take them like, hey, Rhonda, how are you? Oh, yeah, thank you so much, Rhonda. And Rhonda, just type in, everybody that's on Facebook Live, type in what state you're calling. Where are you? Wherever you are, just say, like, I'm in Atlanta, I'm in Washington, D.C. Let's get some interaction going with my Facebook Live people. And then the people that are on the line, you know, that are listening to the show, we love you and God bless you. But tell me where you're from. Where are you from? Are you from Atlanta, Texas, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Diego, wherever you are? Just type it into the area right there and let me know. So anyway, we're talking about drug addiction and alcohol addiction, and it's very – oh, West Texas. Hey, man, that's where my family's from, Texas. Houston, Lufkin, Texas, Dallas, Texas. So right on, Rhonda Rich White from West Texas. We're shouting you out. All right, go ahead on and put where you guys are from, and let's find out where you're from. Anyway, let's stick to this topic here because we want to go into our next topic, and our next topic is going to be very sensitive and could be very sensitive to your emotional heart and your mind. So we're getting ready to get deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and switch it in the river, because that's where we are right now. So as I said, it's a Christmas holiday. People are on these drugs, fentanyl, Delta 8, heroin. And heroin is another very, very dangerous drug. I mean, I knew people who did everything in their power to beat that drug, and I lost one of my really super good friends to that drug. His parents found him in the bathroom with a belt around his arm, and the needle was still in his arm, and the blood was still warm in his veins. So I'm just saying it was very dangerous. I want to go right here to area code 570-432. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, person in area code 570-432? Welcome to the show.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Ramsey.
God bless you, Pastor Ramsey.
Oh, Pastor Ramsey. All right, Pastor Ramsey, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. It's a phenomenal day, a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is. A beautiful day outside with the sun shining.
Did you want to say something about drug addiction and alcohol addiction this morning, Pastor Ramsey?
Yeah, I just tuned in on my other phone because the other phones are charging. So I just want to say that the addiction on drugs is really bad. And just to be honest with you, I just lost a cousin of mine. He just passed away on yesterday. Last night he was on life support. He was in a car accident. And, well, his girlfriend's my cousin, but her boyfriend passed away. And we want you to lift up the Crossett family because they were in a major car accident, and he did a lot of drugs. And, you know, it's just like drugs will kill you. And no matter what kind of drug it is, it'll kill you. And unless it's prescribed by the doctor and you're not having no, things in your body to be reactive to it. So I just want to share that and just say that we just got to stay away from all the kind of drugs and everything. And anything that's put into our bodies, we got to be careful what we take in. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, and thank you, Pastor Ramsey. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey, please. Say good morning. Pastor Ramsey, you can say good morning to Professor Reams and Clarence M. Allen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Pastor
God bless
Ramsey,
you guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
God bless you all. How you all doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Now, everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And so we're going to just put that over there for a second. And so, listen, we're talking about drug and alcohol addiction. I want to go thank you so much for the fingers up and all that good stuff. And let's see if we could get a – let's see. Caller in the 503. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see what's going on. Go ahead. Let me make sure I get this right. Caller in the 503-747. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm tired. I didn't sleep much last night.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
It's Miss Linda Goldie. Welcome to the show, Miss Linda Goldie. How are you today?
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't sleep much last night. I bought 7 books yesterday, and I started reading one last night, and I couldn't put it down. I didn't wake up till about 9:30. Yeah, 9:30, and then I had to start fixing breakfast.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning to Miss Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda. I'm looking forward to my hug.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we're going to look forward to your poetry this morning. We're going to really look forward to your poetry. And today, right now, we're talking about drug addiction and alcohol addiction. And we were talking about the different drugs that they have out, like fentanyl, crank, crystal meth. And so real quick, we want to go back because we got to go into our next topic, our next second topic. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But let me just give you an idea of what our second topic is. We did our first topic. Our second topic is rappers killed for senseless reasons, such as Draco, The Ruler, Slim 400, Young Dolph, Lil Mario, Trey, Savage, Pop Smoke, and Juice WRLD, and Nipsey Hussle. Those are just to name a few that were murdered in 2021. By people of the same color. That's our next topic. You know, so that's the second topic. So don't go anywhere because this is a really, really important topic. We just, in the last 2 weeks, have lost 2 rappers. Let's go right back here. And we lost 2 rappers, so it's not good. But right now, let's go back on drug addiction. Clarence and Malik, can you take the floor and define crystal meth and what the do's and don'ts and the inabilities for the person who uses crystal meth for a period of time. Go right ahead, Clarence, take the floor.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. Eddie, you know, this drug topic, man, and the addictions in it and all the effects has ruined families, man, has ruined people's lives, has ruined our society. And crystal meth is a highly addictive illegal substance. Drug that has long-lasting euphoric effect. It's commonly known as meth, ice, glass. It resembles shiny rocks or fragments of glass of varying sizes. It's known more formally as crystal methamphetamine. This drug is odorless, colorless, and the form of diethamphetamine, a synthetic is made in illegal laboratories. So, you know, these are ingredients that people are putting together to change the mindset of a person where we were just talking about the flocker. It can do some of the same similarities as flocker with most people, but mostly it sends them into that speedy state. It increases the dopamine production in the brain and has a similar side effect as cocaine. It's highly addictive. Long-term use can lead to verbal problems, impaired motor skills, sometimes known as ice. It can be smoked in pipes, snorted, injected, swallowed. ingested rectally. So, you know, man, this crystal meth, it's very cheap to buy. The body also gradually becomes tolerant, reducing the weight loss effect over time. Some people prefer crystal meth to other illicit drugs because of the sensory euphoria it gives can last up to 12 hours. This is a much longer duration than cocaine, a drug with similar effects. And so, man, we see, you know, this is easy to make. Some people, they go on hardware stores and drug stores and mix medicines together, and they can make this. You know, it varies. So, you know, it's just terrible, man, what the world has come to destroy lives of people with this crystal meth and all the other illicit drugs that you mentioned.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Let's give Brother Clarence a hand, you guys. Come on. Come on, Pastor Ramsey. Give him a hand.
Amen. Yes, that's true.
Oh, my gosh, I got to say this. One of my Facebook Live members, everybody put hearts up on Facebook Live. If you're up there, just put hearts up. Rhonda Rich White just said she just got all the praise and the glory. She's been clean for 27 years. Can we clap for that, you guys? Can we clap?
Wow.
Amen. Hey, Pastor Jenny, you remember that old Temptation song? The devil is dope, out of control.
Yeah, but
Temptation sung about this stuff a long time ago. He's out to get your soul.
Amen, amen. Well, look, I want to shout out Rhonda Rich White for having 27 years of for being clean and sober for 27
man.
Years. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Right now, our topic and our subject matter, we are live on Facebook Live. If you want to call into the show, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you can get into the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you can put Eddie Jones Jr., _production. Amen. And you'll be right in on Blog Talk. You can see the pictures and everything. But look, we're going to move away from drug addiction and alcohol addiction. We're going to move to our second topic. And I want to read our second topic to you nice and clear. I just want to start off with saying this. 2 days ago, there was a concert right in Exposition Park. You guys know where everybody who knows where Exposition Park is, just say I do. If you know where Exposition Park is in Los Angeles.
I do. Yes.
I do. Okay. So the other night they had a concert there. 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and other rappers, but also a rapper by the name of Draco was going to be performing on that stage. He was going to be performing right after the next act that was going up, some kind of way, which shouldn't have never happened. Some guys got backstage and started a fight with him, stabbed him in his neck, and eventually he succumbed to his wounds, which he bled out. This is a very sensitive discussion, and our second topic is rappers killed for senseless reasons, such as Draco, The Ruler, Slim 400, Young Dolph, Little Mario, Trey Savage, Pop Smoke, Juice WRLD, and Nipsey Hussle. And we all remember Nipsey Hussle. And we all remember all these rappers. Here's my take on this. Save the rappers, but also save our people. Because we're killing each other on an all-time alarming high. Black-on-black crime is completely out of control. But what you don't understand, my sisters and my brothers out there, and a sister or brother could be from any nationality, I'm going to just say it like that. It depends on how you roll. But to my sisters and my brothers who are listening to the show right now, what we don't understand is we're killing off our future. Because if you kill all the men, then who's going to produce the babies? Every other race is getting along just fine, doing what they need to do to help each other out to function with each other and do whatever. But here we go with killing all the rappers. I mean, rappers are fathers. Rappers are uncles. Rappers are cousins. Rappers are friends and associates. And because somebody makes it big in the industry, and I know people rap and say all kinds of stuff, but come on, y'all. I didn't want to watch the video, but, you know, someone close to me said, man, watch this video. And I don't like watching those videos where people are getting murdered, and they're putting it on Facebook Live, and they're putting it on Instagram, and they're putting it on wherever, live. This guy walked up to Slim 400, his car, and he says something like, you got a problem with me, and he just starts shooting him. And the guy, Slim 400 grabbed onto his leg, and I guess even though he was shot several times, he would not let go of that guy's leg. So whoever that guy was that shot him is never going to forget the death grip that Slim 400 put on his leg, and he was trying to get him off, so he had to keep shooting him to get him off of him, and he still wouldn't let go. So I'm just saying, these are graphic, unbelievable, negative implants that are being implanted, and they're also subliminal messages, because if you keep seeing it over and over, you're like, wow, you know, this is not good. This is not good, and that's why we need to talk about it. My heart goes out to the family of Draco, Nipsey Hussle, Young Dolph, Lil Mario, God, Pop Smoke, Juice WRLD, and any of them that passed away. Some of them I didn't name. Don't forget Nipsey. Don't forget Tupac and Biggie Smalls and so many others that I'm not even naming right now. And this is just in 2021 alone. So we got to pray for this situation. And I'm talking to my young people out there. You are making mothers cry. You're making fathers cry. You know, it's not right. So let's get it together, you guys. And so now I want to go to the panel, and I want to hear from everybody on this very sensitive subject matter. And I'm going to go to Pastor Ramsey first. Pastor Ramsey.
Amen. God bless. Draco.
Amen. How do you feel about all the rappers being killed?
I all death is very hurting, and it's not right how people had to die like that, and that's why you, like you said it, Pastor Eddie. It's time for us to be in intercession, especially in this time when we're getting ready to enter into a new year. And it's real sad because a lot of people just keep on killing people and going into concerts, going into the stores, going into the streets, and just want to kill. And it's really brokenhearted. And God is not pleased. God is not pleased in this situation. And it's time for us to stand up as men and women of God and intercede for these families and celebrities and this government and everything. We've got to intercede. It's time for intercession. And we got like 11 days left to the new year, and we got to intercede like never before so that when we go into the new year, all this will end up being erased in Jesus' name. So my point on that is that death is horrible, and, you know, but, you know, you'll live again when you go up into heaven, but the way that people do these things, they need to be corrected by God first. And by their parents and whoever else is affiliated with them. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ramsey. I appreciate that. I want to go to Professor Reams. Well, before I go to Professor Reams, let me go to Linda Goldie all the way out there in Oregon. Linda Goldie's in Oregon. And Linda Goldie, how are you this morning? And how do you feel about the rappers that are being killed and for senseless killings? How do you feel?
Well, you know, it just... it has mystified me as a white person in a mixed marriage why my children would, you know, speak disparagingly about their friends of color. And, you know, even about, you know, and do it in jest. I could never understand it. And I finally asked them, I said, why are you doing this, you know? And they said, well...
Right.
We're doing it to toughen us up because of the slurs that we get from white people, you know. But but it's like it's self-defeating. You know, it's breeding, you know, hatred of yourself and your people. And I really deplore it. But I think that's, as far as I understand, that's why they do it. And then it goes further, and this self, you know, all this negative talk about yourself and your brothers, it gets into, you know, just hating each other. And it's, I mean, why? I just don't understand why.
I don't understand why either, but we're here to talk about it, so we can hopefully change some minds out there and get some people interested in praying and doing something to change this. And a lot of our young people, I don't know, you know, why they're hating on each other, but I believe the COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome and the poverty thing going on and people just are out of control right now, which takes me to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, without further ado, please take the floor. We're talking about rappers. Topic is rappers killed for senseless reasons, such as Draco, The Ruler, Slim 400, Young Dolph, Lil Mario, Trey Savage, Pop Smoke, Juice WRLD, and of course Nipsey Hussle, Tupac and Biggie, and so many others that I just didn't name. Go right ahead, take the floor, Professor Reams. Where's your heart on this subject matter?
Well, my heart is that I go out to the families. I go out to the loss of creativity because many of the rappers were making points through their artistry about what's going on, similar to what Marvin Gaye has done in their own way, shape, or form. And now that voice has been snuffed out. So I put it in prayer, similar to Pastor Ramsey, that says death of any is tragic, and it's just uncalled for. Now, the thing that I've been trying to really find out, just wrap my head around, is just what was the motive or reason behind it, because in the end, the person winds up dead. But then each one has, if whoever the person is, had some sort of reason, because then if we can find out what that initial reason was, then we can address it with the rest of the would-be killers or would-be assassins that are out there as a way of finding some sort of deterrent, because now it will mean that concerts like those are going to be might be canceled now, or it'll have to be heavily guarded to where every room or so will have to have a security detail, making it very difficult for the fans to really have a connection with the rapper except through social media or some sort of electronic device overall. Whereas back in the day, when when we knew that either Marvin or Stevie was coming out to like the Greek Theater, everyone would be out there, and he would have sessions to talk with his fans, and we would have that connection overall. And we're losing that because of fear that the person might be carrying a weapon. So it's always been my question on, okay, what was the reason behind that, and if that was, then we need to talk to the person on. You know, we need to dial this back. We need to see what was going on and maybe get some intervention or whatever it is necessary for not only him but everyone else who thinks that this is a rites of passage. So if this person achieved this level of fame, of going after a famous person, then someone else will try to go for somebody else as another famous person to show at least I have achieved something. So that has been the interest involved. And I have family members who have dealt with the feud between Tupac and Biggie and all these other things in general. And that, unfortunately, was fueled definitely by the record companies and also the animosity that wasn't naturally ginned up, but something as a publicity stunt to get things going. So I'm it's been all over the place for me on just the reason why, but of course God is the reason for the season and God is in control. So possibly this is where we get to the deeper answer on what can we do, what interventions, what we can find out as to why for each of these cases, because it's happening too frequently. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was an amazing share that we just received from Professor Ames, who is a real, for real professor who does a lot of work to educate our college students on a regular basis. And he's a phenomenal guy, and everybody on the show is phenomenal. At this time, I want to go to none other, and we're talking about our second topic is rappers killed for senseless reasons, such as Draco, The Ruler, Sun 400, Young Dolph, Lil Mario, Trey, Savage, Pop Smoke, Juice WRLD, Nipsey Hussle, Tupac, Biggie, and who knows who else. I can't name them all, but I was reading about each one of them, and I was tearing up just reading their legacy, their life. You know, that all of these guys are like in their 20s. You know, they're in their 20s, which means they haven't even lived life yet. These young men are the future of other. I'm not saying, you know, that rap is the most perfect music in the world, but you're killing off a whole people, a whole tribe, a whole family. I mean, when I went to, Nipsey's homegoing, I mean, to see those beautiful children and that mother crying like that, come on. You know, all these guys have a family. They all have kids. It's just really sensitive. I want to go to Clarence M. Allen right now. I want to get his take on this. Clarence M. Allen, co-producer of the show, please take the floor. Senseless killing of rappers. What do we do? How do we stop it? What's the solution? Go ahead, my brother.
Yes. First of all, our deepest sympathies and condolences go out to all of these families. Draco, The Ruler, Slim 400, Pop Smoke, Tupac, Biggie, you name it, man. It's just so much that is going on. And Draco, The Ruler, was the biggest underground rapper in California. This dude was hot.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be into the culture to know about this guy, you know, because of the music he made. Some of it is unfit for radio. So, you know, you'll catch it on some hip-hop radio stations. You know, when we grew up, there were certain words that wasn't allowed to be used. Now on some of these stations, you could put about anything in your music and it get played. But he was fatally stabbed at the Once Upon a Time LA concert at the Bank of California Stadium Saturday night. The paramedics responded to the stabbing at Exposition Park at 8:40. The individual at first was not identified, and it goes back to what you said. Do we need security? You know, he was acquitted for murder, and he had supposed to have been accused and charged of killing a prominent gang member. So, you know, it goes back to Professor Ring. What is the reason for this? You know, he was scheduled to perform. He hadn't even hit the stage yet. Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, 50 Cent. Man, these three guys are the biggest, some of the biggest rappers that's happening right now in these last few decades. The rapper whose real name is Gerald Caldwell, so condolences go out to the Caldwell family. He later died according to his injuries. They even had a video of the fight, which I saw some of it from a distance. And like you said, Pastor Eddie, you will see even with the other young man where the guy went up to his car and shot him, he got out and was dragged all the way to the guy's car being shot before he succumbed to his injuries. It was backstage. There are several people, and he was stabbed. So he wasn't the only one stabbed. No arrest has been made. The California Highway Patrol said it was handling the investigation, and anyone with any information can call the Southern Division Investigative Service Unit at 323-644-9550. That's 323-644-9550. And, you know, that goes in. So, you know, be careful what you say when you call or who you are. But we do need to stop killing each other. America is doing a fantastic job on influencing us to do their work for them by killing each other off. And I'm going to read about some of this stuff, even what Goldie said. When I get into this Willie Lynch letter, you will be able to relate this letter to what's happening today. This Willie Lynch fail, this curse, it is spiritual. It is mind setting, and it's been established for over 300 years. It's working perfectly for those Christian slave owners. They were Christians. This is why it works so well. This is a Christian curse. It is spiritual. It's just not something you say no. It's like when people do a trance or something. This genie that has come out of the bottle, this Pandora box that has been opened, Pastor Eddie, and to my co-host and to all the listeners, is working very well inside of our society, because in this letter it said, take the mind. And once you take the mind, the body will follow. So, Pastor Eddie, hot button topics, man. You know, you are on it every Monday morning, man. You're kicking field goals. You're just scoring touchdowns. You're hitting grand slams. You're slam dunking the ball at every end of the goal. So, Pastor Eddie, I commend you, man, to this platform you have, the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Blog Talk Radio Show, the greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show. This show is written, and you are in here.
Yes, I want to shout out some people. All of, thank you so much. Let's give Brother Clarence and Allen a hand for sharing that information with us, Brother Clarence and Allen. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much, sir. Yes, sir. Now, this is a very, and go Philadelphia Eagles. Pastor Ramsey said, go Philadelphia Eagles. We're talking about a very sensitive subject matter right now. We're going to go to sports in a little while. Killing the rappers, and we're killing each other. You know, black-on-black crime is out of control. It's out of hand. And guess what? The skinheads and the Ku Klux Klans are happy. They're like, yes, please, go ahead and kill all the rappers. Kill the father of children. Kill the brother of a brother. Kill the brother of a sister. Kill the cousin of a cousin. Go ahead, y'all, do it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And we just keep on doing it. It's senseless. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And we have to stop it. We really do. We got to stop it. We can't keep living like this. I mean, this is Christmas time, and in less than 2 months, two rappers are murdered. In less than a month. Two rappers killed in Los Angeles alone. It's unbelievable. So it was near and dear to my heart to discuss this subject matter. And I, for those who just joined us, I'm going to read this one more time. But I want to send a shout out my cousin in Texas, to Monica Bell, my cousin who has Lucky's Beauty Salon and Lucky's Hair Supply, Beauty Supply. So she has a hair salon and a beauty supply. And she is a nurse working every day while she runs a business. So she's an entrepreneur and a nurse. So I just want to send a shout-out to my cousin down in Texas. Keep up the great work. I'll be out there to visit. And I do have, you know, don't go anywhere. I just want to show you guys something really quick. But before we get off the subject right here, please, please, please take note of what I'm saying to you today and tell your kids. Because a lot of parents are afraid to talk to their young people now. And believe it or not, 28, you ain't grown. These are still our kids. And even though they, you know, older adults, you know, young adults, I'm sorry. They're young adults. And they don't know everything. But they're learning. And we got to save them. We have to love on each other and keep each other, you know, with love is the only answer. It's the true answer. But these people walk around here with guns and for no reason, and just shooting innocent people for no reason. I mean, come on. So what if somebody rap in a song and say some words and say something about whatever? I mean, it's not, come on, you got to kill them? Really? as a friend of mine would say, knock it off. Knock it off. You know, can we just move on? So I want to end this topic and the subject matter by saying, with prayer, all things can be worked out with prayer. And we're going to keep this in prayer, and we're going to keep praying for our young rappers and our young people that are out there who set the examples by setting positive examples. And let's get the hate out of our mind. But as it was stated to you, this is a premeditated conspiracy for us to hate on each other. This is what they want. And we have to not give them what they want. We have to keep it positive, keep it uplifting, keep it. And I want to shout out Debbie Taylor. Hey, Debbie Taylor, in my Eddie voice. Hey, what's up, Anita, in my Eddie voice. And hey, what's going on? Minister Ruthie Ginyard. I want to shout out Minister Ruthie Ginyard down in South Carolina. I think you're listening online. I'm sure you are. Thank you so much for listening in. And for everybody who's on the line. Without further ado, I want to switch reels now. I want to go into some of our regular segments, and I don't see everybody that should be here, but I'll just say this. And I like all of the NFL football teams. I like all the NBA basketball teams and any other sport. But as you can see, as we talked about it early, Omicron has shut down the NFL, the NBA, NHL, and any other kind of sports, any kind of plays or concerts. They're shutting them down because people are walking around with COVID-19. COVID-19 1, 2, and 3. And 3 is out of control. It's called SARS. And this particular, and you know, I'm going to have someone that is a nurse come on our show and tell us about what we don't know. Because there's some things that we don't know that the government is definitely not telling us. Amen? I'm just keeping it real. The government ain't telling us. Because if they were, what's up, Jackie Denby, all the way out there on the East Coast in Connecticut? What's going on? How you doing? What's up, family? Much love. To all my people on the East Coast right now, shouting you out. All my people in the South, Texas, Arkansas, Florida. Hey, Deborah Lewis, how are you? Deborah Lewis, all the way out there in Mississippi and or Chicago, Chi-Town, shouting you out right now. God bless you. Thank you for listening in. All the people on Facebook Live, I asked you to do it earlier. I'm going to ask you one more time. Good morning. Just type in there where you, hey, Felita Wilkes. Good morning, Sister Felita Wilkes. I want to shout you and your husband, Charles. I want to tell Pastor I said hello. Tell Pastor Charles I said hello. God bless you too, Felita. God bless you guys. Good morning. Just type in there in the little area there. Where are you from? Are you from Texas? Are you from Chicago? Are you from Mississippi? You're welcome, Felita. Got to shout y'all out, First Lady. Got to shout y'all out. We've had some very heavy topics, this subject matter. Tell them I said right on, my brother. Our first topic was drug addiction, drug and alcohol addiction. We talked about fentanyl. You'll hear it in the commentary. We'll get that in a little while. And our second topic was rappers killed for senseless reasons, such as Draco, The Ruler, Slim 400, Young Dolph, Lil Mario, Pop Smoke, Savage, Juice WRLD, and Nipsey Hussle, Tupac, and Biggie, all killed for no reason, all shot to death for no reason. And the other night, Draco was stabbed and bled out, and he was backstage where he's supposed to be. So the violators some kind of way got backstage, and there should be executive protection and police officers and security back there. I mean, I guess from now on, celebrities got to just stay in their dressing room, their green room, with police outside their door until they're ready to go up on the stage. Because to come backstage and start a fight and stab him and he later bled out, that's ridiculous. So that's why we're saying save the rappers, okay? Save our people, because this black-on-black crime has got to stop. It really has. We're killing off our future. These are the ones who are going to make babies and replenish our classrooms and our jobs and everything else in the new world order. But if they all get shot up and killed for no real reason, stabbed, beat to death, whatever, I mean, it's just out of control right now. So we'll talk, you know, that we did touch that subject. But let's go to some poetry. Let's go to Linda Goldie. And Linda Goldie, are you there, Linda Goldie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Here.
Before you go, Linda, I want to welcome my daughter to the show, Tawana Jones. Welcome to the show, Tawana Jones. Good morning, Tawana. Are you there? Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dad, and good morning to everyone. Welcome, and thank you so much for answering, Dad, because I've been trying to get into the show for a little while now, but I'm so grateful that I made it through. I want to say happy Monday to everyone. God bless you all. I love you. To Professor Ring, shout out to Cousin V and to Clarence and Allen and to our poetess Linda. I love you. And sending shout out to Melanie and also to our prophetess Monica. I love you guys all. Happy Monday, everybody.
Amen, Amen everybody.
Tawana Jones, good morning. Good morning.
Tawana, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Before we go into our regular segment, it's time for Poetry in Motion, and we do Poetry in Motion on our show every week. All the way from Oregon, Linda Goldie, take the floor, give us some poetry.
Okay, well, I had trouble picking out what to say today, but this is semi-positive. It's called Why. Why do people get a pet? What have they been missing? Their love is good as it can get, except for human kissing. The loyalty they give for free doesn't much depend on who you are or what you have for them to be your friend. If you only feed them, it goes to show you need them. When you cannot have a pet, you know someone who does. You see them both out walking and stopping them because you want to pet their pet. Won't get either one of them upset in almost every case, but be concerned and careful that it's not out of place.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I got my hug. Thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was very nice. That was very nice. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. If we don't stand up and exercise our rights, if we don't do something, we'll fall for anything. I want to thank Gloria Majors and everybody, Shirley Allen. Hey, sister. What's up, Sister Shirley Allen? All the way out there in Bakersfield, California. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live today. Merry Christmas to everybody, and I'm wishing every from the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and all the co-producers and co-hosts, we wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I know for some people it's challenging, but we are praying for you. Wherever you are, we're praying for you, and we love you. And so with that being said, let me give you our word of the week. Our word of the week. Our word of the week is peace. Peace is our word of the week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lulu Moody. I want to shout you out, Sister Lulu Moody. Our word of the week is peace. Our word of the week is peace. Now make peace applicable to you this week some kind of way. Make peace applicable to your life with you and your family and you and your loved ones, and let peace be our guide. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and it reads, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and it reads, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen, amen. I want to do a quick little bereavement thing over the weekend. Friday I went to a funeral, and I want to send a shout-out to Mrs. Inez Wooten, and I went to her son's homegoing celebration, and there he is right there, a young man, and praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And so, yes, we did, we did. And so I want to shout him out. His name is Marvin Wooten, and he passed away December 17, 2021. You know, his sunrise was February 8, 1967, sunset October 25th, 2021. And this is our bereavement segment of the show, and we're going to continue to have the bereavement segment of the show. And I'm starting, I have started a bereavement organization, and we you know, we help the ones who are bereaved. Also, I want bereaving Dr. Jacqueline Whitaker Sapp, who I went to high school with and knew for many, 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 many years, a wonderful, and she had a wonderful homegoing celebration, and I'll just put her picture there. And, you know, it was a wonderful ongoing celebration. One of the most sweetest, nicest people you would ever want to meet, always helping somebody, always never giving up on people, always lifting people up, just a phenomenal person. Let's see. Let me go down here. Let's see who we have here. Let's see. We got, let's say good morning to Cousin V. Good morning, Cousin V. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just getting back from my appointment, but I will be ready for the sports report in a few minutes.
Okay. Amen. Cousin Everybody B. say good morning, Cousin,
Cousin
B.
B.
Good morning,
Cousin
good morning.
B. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, man, praise the Lord. Well, while we're waiting on that, let's go to Words of Wisdom with my daughter, Talana Jones. Let's go to Words of Wisdom without further ado. Without further ado, Talana, take the floor, and please give us words of wisdom, words of wisdom.
Thank you, Dad. I have shared this before, but I would love to share it again, and I pray you enjoy everyone. This is near and dear to everyone, but I feel like this is appropriate for today. Footprints in the Sand. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that it happened along the path of his life. There was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened the very lowest and saddest times of his life. This really bothered him and questioned the Lord about it. He says, Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why I needed you. When I needed you most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you and I will never leave you. During those times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I carried you. And Lord, I want to also extend, God grant us the serenity to accept things that we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Absorb Lord's knowledge. And I pray everybody enjoyed the poem. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
I'm
gone.
All right, Talana, beautiful.
Beautiful, very beautiful.
Well said,
Talana. Hallelujah. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to go to our next segment of the show. And our next, I really believe that it's sport. Is it sports time yet, Cousin V? Time for the sports report.
A few minutes, I just got in, so I got to pull it up.
Okay, we're going to go to the Willie Lynch Law with our dear brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. and regulate this situation. Give us the regulator.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. You know, we've been covering this Willie Lynch for about 8 weeks now, and I'm going to conclude it today. We must understand that this letter, it's alive. It's still working every day in our society, whether you believe it, whether you know it or not. In 1712, our ancestors were being strung up on trees by the hundreds, and we weren't even considered as people. We were considered as a product, a stock, a human robot, if I could use that term. And so if you kill your worker, somebody else has to fill in that job spot. So they sent for a man because he had devised a way on how to get his slave to become obedient. He talked about finding the differences in him, the size, the color, the age. He said, them to make things bigger. He separated on trust and envy and distrust and other mechanisms. He talked about breaking the woman, breaking the black male, putting the fear of God in them. And he used all kind of evil ingredients, which are being used today in our society. It's just that it's so subtle in our society, we don't really see it if we don't know about it. But if you study this letter, don't read it. We have to study it. And when you study it, compare it to what's going on, and even the history of the events that happened to you in your life. And earlier we were talking about these rappers, and we was talking, kind of hinted on language. And this letter, it covers that. Controlled language, crossbreeding completed, further severance from their original beginning. We must completely annihilate the mother tongue from both the new nigga and the new mule, and institute a new language that involves the new life work of both. You know, language is a peculiar institution. It leads to the heart of a people. The more a foreigner knows about the language of another country, the more he is able to move throughout all the levels of that society. Therefore, if the foreigner is an enemy of the country to the extent that he knows the body of the language to that extent, is the country vulnerable to attack or invasion of a foreign culture? For example, if you take a slave and you teach him all about your language, he will know all your secrets, and he is then no more a slave, for you can't fool him any longer. And being a fool is one of the basic ingredients of any incident to the maintenance of the slavery system. For example, if you told a slave that he must perform getting out of our crops, then he knows the language well. He would know that our crops didn't mean our crops. And the slavery system would break down, for he would relate on the basis of what our crops really meant. So you have to be careful in setting up the new language, for the slave will soon be in your house, talking to you as man to man, and that is death to our economic system. In addition, the definition of words or terms are only a minute apart of the process. Values are created and transported by communication through the body of language. A total society has many interconnected value systems. All the values in the society have bridges of language to connect them for orderly working in the society. But for these language bridges, these many value systems will sharply clash and cause internal strife or civil war, the degree of conflict being determined by the magnitude of the issues or relative opposing strength in whatever form. For example, if you put a slave in a hog pen and train him to live there and incorporate him into the value, it is a way of life completely. The biggest problem you would have out of him is that he would worry you about provisions to keep the hog pen clean, or the same hog pen and make a slip and incorporate something in his language whereby comes to value a house more than he does a hog pen. You got a problem. Right. He will soon be in your house. Henry Berry, speaking in the Virginia House of Delegates in 1832, described the situation as it existed in many parts of the South at this time.
We have, as far as the problem, closed every avenue by which light may enter there, the slave's mind. If we extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work would be complete. They would then be on a level with the beasts of the field, and we would be safe. I am not certain that we would not do it if we could find out the process, and that on a plea of necessity. From Brown in America, The Story of a New Race by Edwin R. Embry, 1931, The Viking Press. And that concludes the Willie Lynch letter. But I implore everybody, I encourage everyone, please study this letter, pass it around, because if we don't know what happened in history, we can be fooled by the same process all over again. So I thank you, Pastor Eddie, for allowing me to share this over the last few weeks, several weeks. I thank all the listeners who have listened to this Lynch letter. It's real. He said, if it's used right, not only it would last from 300 years, but to even 1,000. And when we look at 1712, that's just 309 years ago. And look how it's working now. Look at Drake. Look at Draco the Ruler. He just got killed. It's a part of the power of this letter. So God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for an amazing show.
Thank you so much, Brother. Let's give Brother Clarence a nice big hand on that topic right there, the Willie Lynch Law. And we all need to know the Willie Lynch Law. We need to read it, analyze it, and evaluate it, because it teaches you what the slave master went around teaching all. He went around teaching all the slave masters how to control their slaves. Let's just keep it real. Okay, let's go to Cousin V with the sports report. Cousin V, welcome to the floor. It's 14 minutes before the show's over, and we still got to get a commentary. So, Cousin V, give us the sports report all the way down there from Texas.
No, not Texas. I'm in Boca Raton, Florida. Praise God.
All right.
First of all, I'm going to go with the in the Kentucky Derby, we lost Medina Spirit. She was the winner of the Kentucky Derby winner this year. She died during a workout, and it has been a few weeks ago. Then in the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods and his son Charlie, they played second place during the PNC tournament, and Tiger is still in rehab. He say he's still winded and things like that, but we pray for his health and speedy recovery. Also, the 87 Heisman Trophy ceremony was held in New York to honor college football players, most outstanding players. The finalists were Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, and quarterback Ohio State C.J. Stroud. Alabama's Bruce Young was the quarterback that won, and they say most of the time it is the quarterback that wins. This is my computer making that noise in the background. So, then also Pittsburgh's Kenny Pickett was last year's wide receiver from Alabama that won, and Devontae Smith won and became the fourth non-quarterback since the year 2000. In the UFC, we had Carcara France from Australia. He stunned Cody Garbutt with a huge knockout at the UFC 269 for his biggest win. And then Juliana Pena shocked the MMA with the upset and defeated Amanda Nunes for a bantamweight title. We want to go now to the NFL. It's all about the NFL this week. I won't be doing the NBA because there was so much information going on in the NBA. So we do want to give our props off to Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady, because that's like been in the news on ESPN. Are we really hyping up Tom Brady when he's not as great as everybody says he is? But Aaron Rodgers is proving to be like one of the number one quarterbacks in the NFL. also the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award established in 1970, which recognized an NFL player for his excellence on and off the field, has 32 nominees. So go to NFL.com, and it is a must-read because to see these players off the field doing volunteer work or taking their money and giving it back to the community is such a blessing. So go to NFL.com, and you can read up on that. And then I was also looking at ESPN, and Jay Will and Max, they were talking about the quarterbacks that rant and like act like crybabies when they can't have their way. And that was Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. So, I mean, we're going to pray for them. Tonight it will be the Cleveland Browns versus the Las Vegas Raiders. So they're saying that Baker Mayfield is whining, and hopefully he can play. Of course, everybody has COVID, doesn't have symptoms, but it is not fair to the Las Vegas Raiders, who may have people that may turn positive today, and then the Browns don't. Also, it's a disservice to ticket holders and to the Rams when the Rams had to play their games that they had people that were also sick with COVID. And then also the fans, because you bought tickets, you were planning to be off the weekend, and now you have to work, you may not be able to go to the game. So they have 23 yeah. players on that team that are testing positive for COVID. So we still want to pray for everyone in the NFL because we never know how COVID will affect anyone. Also, the sad news, and it's a kind of a, it's a tribute to Demaryius Thomas. His service was held this Saturday in Dublin, Georgia, and I don't know why I cried, but it, I mean, because maybe he's the same age as my daughter that has cancer. He was 33 years old, number 8 wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, and he was. They said he was a great wide receiver. Like Michael Irvin yeah. and Dez Bryant, they all wore the same number, number 88. He was born December 25th, so y'all, this Saturday will be his birthday. And he was born in Montrose, Georgia. He played football for Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets, and was drafted first round in 2010 in the draft and played 10 seasons. He ran a 4.38 second in a 40-yard dash. Bill Belichick wow. gave him tribute, and he said what everyone is saying. He was just a good soul and a good spirit. He only had two siblings and no children. But his mom, Katina Smith, and grandmother in 1999, they were incarcerated while he was 11 years old for a 20-year sentence for drug trafficking. And praise God, President Obama pardoned his mom. So they had a very, very good relationship once she came out. And him and Jay Morrison, their business partners, and they were going to buy a farm. They did teach financial literacy. Melanie Aubrey, they taught financial literacy to the students. His death was probably due to epilepsy and seizure disorder. The CDC said that from 2005 to 2015, blacks increased the rate with more men dying from epilepsy than women. So we do still want to pray about these things. And then this brings me to the latest news also that they're bringing up about the CTE and ALS in the football players, also in the NFL, by them banging their heads and, you know, just a beat up on how they have to play. So we just still want to pray for that. And then Nike, Twitter, and Uber, they are celebrating. They celebrate Juneteenth by giving their employees incentives. So thank for that. Week 14 last week ended with the L.A. Rams beating the Cardinals 30-23. And this week, through Christmas, we are packed full of football. We open week 15 with the Thursday night football kickoff, which was the L.A. Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It looked like the Chargers just said, okay, let the Kansas City Chiefs win because they stopped even playing in the last quarter. And they were tied, and Kansas City was down like 20-something to zero. But the Chiefs came back 34-28, and they're hyping up Patrick Mahomes being the Super Bowl. But we don't want Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. We've seen enough, especially when they cheated when the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Atlanta Falcons, and we saw how that game went. And so in that was the AFC showdown. And then on this Saturday, the Patriots lost to the Colts 27-17. And then Sunday Night Football, y'all, Tom Brady threw a whole tablet. I mean, what kind of attitude is that? They've hyped you up. They've made you a whole movie that you're the greatest in the NFL. But he really showed his colors. And they got shut out by New Orleans Saints, 9-0. So
at home.
That's my red on that. Yes. Okay, and then so tonight we will have a doubleheader because of all the football changes due to COVID. Tonight, doubleheader on ESPN will be the Vikings and the Bears at 7:15. They moved the Raiders and the Browns to 4 p.m. today, and you can only see it on NFL Network. And that's another reason not to switch games, because now we can't all afford NFL Network. We also have a doubleheader on Tuesday. Both games can be seen on Fox. The L.A. Rams will play in Inglewood against Seattle Seahawks at 6 p.m., and the Eagles will play Washington at 6 p.m. And then week 16, the 49ers will play Thursday Night Football, 49ers versus the Titans. And then on Saturday, Christmas Day, we will have a doubleheader. On Fox, you can see the Packers and the Browns at 3:30. And then at 7:15, you can see the Cardinals and the Colts for the NFL. And then also, I'm not going to give all the scores because I'm going to just give you these highlights. Also, Miami number 94, Christian Wilkins, because after he scored a touchdown, they called him Big Man. He did a dolphin dance with a leaf and the worm on national TV, and that was something to see. The Packers clinched the NFC North playoff berth, and then the Dallas Cowboys, Saquon Barkley, made a one-hand catch that you have to see. You can go to ESPN.com and you can see that awesome catch that he made. Also, Michael Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys, he could match former Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor. So hats off to Michael Parsons. He's a Dallas rookie. And Coach Urban Meyer was fired by the Jaguars. So this is my sports report. You can see all the scores on ESPN.com or NFL.com. Have a blessed week and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Cousin V.
Cousin V.
Wow.
Cousin V,
you know,
Bashetti, Cousin V was talking about Tom Brady. I have seen games where he had lost, and he's not even a good enough sportsmanship to go over and shake the other quarterback or team hand. He just left the field after he lost.
Yeah, he left the field.
He has an attitude problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a big crybaby, and yesterday he couldn't man up. But I tell you what, the New Orleans defense showed him that he could be tackled like any other quarterback. He threw two interceptions. He fumbled the ball. And he got beat up yesterday. He was beat up really bad.
Yeah, it's about time that somebody showed him what real football is like.
He got sacked about four times.
Yeah, he definitely got tackled a lot, and he definitely got beat up yesterday on the football field by the New Orleans Saints. And the New Orleans Saints showed that they have integrity and dignity. They didn't fight him or anything. They just beat him up real bad. Anyway, we're going to go over a little bit because we got to get the commentary. So I'm asking everyone to please silence your phone or put your phone on mute because there's a lot of activity in the background. So we can hear the commentary from Professor Reams. And the commentary is the most important part of our show. So if you didn't get to hear all the topics and you just came on the show, like, I want to shout out Maurice Valentine, my brother out there in Tennessee, Bully the Bull. I want to shout out my cousin Sarah Jones out there in Texas. And I want to shout out everybody who's on Facebook Live. God bless you. I love you so much. But without further ado, it is time for the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. And all our people online, God bless you. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show? The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Go ahead, Professor Reams. Please give us the commentary.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. And once again, a phenomenal show. And as we end 2021, we can, and we'll definitely next week have an opportunity to reflect on 2021 before New Year's begins. This has been one of these harrowing years, which has culminated into where we are today. If you're not looking at politics, dealing with the Voting Rights Act, or dealing with the issues dealing with what occurred with the Build Back Better, then there's issues locally and also statewide. So this has been chock full of information, which this wonderful show has provided throughout the whole year and providing us something, some place to go to hear the real deal, Holyfield. So thank you, Pastor Jones, for everything. Thank you, Clarence Allen, the regulator, our prophet, and Cousin V. Always, thank you so much for all the great work you do in nursing as well as keeping us abreast about the sports overall. And then Talana knocked it out of the ballpark once again. Those are my two favorite. You gave my favorite poem, but also the words of wisdom was just right on the money. Vera, I give a shout out. Melly Honorbury, I give a shout out. Dr. Aretha, I give a shout out. And Linda, as I always say, I say that I give my hug. The reason why I say that is that when I hear her poems, I get a wonderful hug from her because it's just so well done and also so timely. And to our guest, Pastor Ramsey, always, always, sir, an honor to have you on there with your wisdom as well as your power of prayer that you voice along with the work that you do in the community. It's always an inspiration for us out here. So, yep, we had an interesting show where the first thing we talked about was the Omicron variant and its severity and all the things that are happening. And as you can see, everything's beginning to shut down. And as we talked about, just as a highlight, continue to do what you're doing, stay separate, but also show love by having your mask on because that shows that you care about others. And with the way the Christmas season is, we're looking at goodwill to men, peace on earth, because that's, of course, our word of the week, and that we want to have at least towards the last 2 weeks, peace of mind, peace on earth, and then also where we are comfortable and loving and patient and forgiving to each other. But, again, we're still in the wrath of the Omicron as well as COVID-19. We then moved on to the topic of drug addiction, alcohol, and we talked about crank, crystal meth, Flocka, and then heroin and some of the other harder drugs that are there. And this is where I go back to the regulator, our prophet, Clarence Allen, as the monsters, you know, that we're dealing with, especially with the Haunted Soul Brother, that drug addiction is the monsters that we're dealing with. And if we go through the Willie Lynch memo, it doesn't surprise me that this is another vice that is used for control because it also slides into the killings of the rappers that are there. And the compassion that is not there, that we are killing ourselves in light of everything, and the answer is why, how can we move forward, how can we have peace on earth if we're killing each other because of black-on-black crimes. And so, once again, it comes back to the 300-year plan of the Willie Lynch memo, of which we are again, fighting amongst each other. We are paranoid. We are dealing with issues of things that have been generational that has led us to this point. And so these are the monsters that we're dealing with. But the one thing about it, which has made all the difference in the world in light of all of this stuff, is when we go back to Talana in that wonderful poem, because we have a great God who loves us dearly, who knows what's going on. And it's probably at this time of this year that the good Lord, if we all were to turn back our view on the sand, he's carrying us right now as we speak. because the fact that he knows this is tough. He knows that all of us are in despair, and we will all who follow him need some caring at this point in time to where he will never leave us and never forsake us. And so this is being done by the fact that we are here to still have a voice to be able to present this information so that we can move in the direction that he's always intended us to move into. But it also, on a day-to-day basis, is very difficult because of the obstacles that we have and because of the shortcomings that we're dealing with, because we're, you know, leaning on our own understanding instead of leaning on God and having him to carry us in the direction that we need to go. So with this in mind, we have to thank God for being here, thank God for dying for our sins, and understand that the Father has seen this. This is nothing new under the sun. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. There is nothing new under the sun that he has not seen, not dealt with, and also has been able to successfully overcome. And so we're looking at, we might be at the darkest times, but then that means that the light is coming and that all we have to do is make sure that we're patient and that we are kind and that we are at a point of opening our hearts to him, and also that we are at peace with our fellow man, with him, and ourselves. And with that in mind, that's my commentary.
Oh, my gosh, what a commentary, Professor Reed.
So, all right, Professor Reed, welcome back.
Thank you, Reed. Thank you.
All right. Wow. And Melanie Aubrey said, great job, everyone. We love you, Melanie Aubrey. We love you. We love everybody on Facebook Live. Edie, we love you, too. Look, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And, it's Christmas time. Melanie said, awesome, Professor Ian, awesome. she's on Facebook Live. And I want to say this to everybody. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Remember that the best is yet to come. Well, we have a lot of feedback right there. Let me cut that feedback out. Okay, we're going to cut that out. I don't know where that's coming from. Somebody's got a lot of feedback there. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, now that feedback is gone. Okay, no limits. no limits, that's right, no limits. Thank you, Deborah Lewis, all the way out there. I don't know if she's in Chicago or Chi-Town, but thank you so much, Deborah Lewis. Remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember that the best is yet to come, and whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And remember, I know it's Christmas, and some of us are missing our loved ones, but remember, your loved one's in heaven, and they're smiling down. They're not in pain anymore. They're not going through anymore. And, you know, just love on them because they're loving on you from in heaven. And one day, hallelujah, praise God, 2022, is on its way here. It's just a few days away. Christmas is this weekend. Don't go out and try to buy everything that you can because you can't buy everything. Remember to have some money left when this is over. You can still go into the new year with some funds in your pocket. Remember that justice is only won when you stand up for justice, when you fight for justice, when you believe in it, because either you're going to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. To all of my people that are listening to the show from wherever you are in the United States of America, to all my family members, to all my loved ones, to all my friends, I just wish you a very Merry Christmas from us and a Happy New Year. Can everybody, all the way, let me make sure we get everybody in the studio first. So make sure we get Linda Goldie in the studio too. Everybody that's in the studio, can you please say Merry Christmas to everybody, y'all, to all of the listeners?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone, to all the listeners. And thank you to everyone.
And let's remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. So let's celebrate the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it's really all about.
Amen. I heard somebody singing.
Amen.
I think I heard somebody singing. Who was that singing?
That was me, Dad.
All right.
Oh, what were you singing?
Oh, God.
Yeah, what were you singing? Kiss me. Were you singing? Okay, we don't own the rights. I don't own the rights to this music. So Facebook Live, I don't own the rights to this music. But hang all the mistletoes. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside blazing bright, the caroling to the night, and Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah, and we don't own the rights to this music, but
Nowhere.
Everybody loves us. And thank you so much, Linda Goldie. You sound pretty good there. We don't own the rights to this music, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw
him,
pretty big glow. All of the other reindeers. Sing it, Professor.
Used to try to call him names. Then I see Rudolph. He wasn't playing any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
Santa
came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh
tonight?
Then how
dear love me,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You'll go down in
your history.
Well, you know what? Okay. Nobody sing, just me. I got to share this with everybody. Oh, happy day. Yeah. What a happy day. Yeah. When Jesus was, oh, when he was, when Jesus was, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. How about that? All right. Well, look, I love everybody. You guys remember Oh Happy Day? Yeah, you do. Okay. Just wanted to share a little Christmas cheers with you guys, and just stay positive. Don't let nothing steal your joy. Just, you know, whatever it is, if you woke up this morning and you went to sleep last night, whatever you didn't get to do yesterday and you woke up this morning, God gave you another opportunity to get it done today. All right, I want you to walk with that. I want you to talk with that. I want you to let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. I love you guys. It's time to go. I don't own the rights to this song. I don't own the rights to this song. But we're going to play it because it's the theme song for the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Love y'all. Peace. God bless you. Hey, don't own the rights to this song.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, this is a stupid party, man. Yeah, I can dig it.
Everybody, keep it with you, okay? I want you to go out to the studio.
Mother,
there's too many
of you to
cry.
Oh my brother,
there's far too many of you to
die.
You know we've
got to find a way
to bring some love here today.
Father,
we don't need to
have a good day.
You see,
War is not the answer.
For only love.
Only love can conquer hate.
You know we
we got to find a way
to bring some love into
pick it back.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see